This week on Texans Weekly.
He's one of our better players, and he works very hard to go out there and play well for our team. I'm not sure how much he cares about individual awards. I'll let you ask him about that. I think he really cares about winning.
It's just about coming to work every day and doing my job, and it's been like that since day one that I've gotten here. And you know, all I can say is I've played football my whole life, and that's who I am.
But then you got to go back to work in this league, right? We got another important game this weekend here at home against an opponent that, you know, here to look, you know, recently we haven't had much success against.
The quarterback's holding the ball in his right hand, and the first thing he does is punch the ball out.
Welcome, everyone, to Texans Weekly, the Texans TV show without any eye candy whatsoever. I can't speak for the players. They're coming up soon enough. I'm your host, Mark Vandermeer, and as I often say, better off heard and not seen. So let's dig right into some Texans news of the week, including Whitney Mercilus, named AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Bill O'Brien says he's coming on strong.
Yeah, no, it's great. Whitney, you know, he deserves that. Like I said the other day, he's one of our better players, and he works very hard to go out there and play well for our team. I'm not sure how much he cares about individual awards. I'll let you ask him about that. I think he really cares about winning, but that's a good honor for him.
Yeah, it's cool to be noticed and everything. Honestly, when I stepped in the building, I had no idea. So it's cool. Got some bragging rights, no doubt, but I've got to be able to do that every week.
So you have Mercilus attacking from the outside. J.J. Watt is back, of course, and Jadeveon Clowney had a sack last week. But let's delve deeper into the defense. At linebacker, Brian Cushing's going to be out for a while. That means Max Bulla has to step up at inside linebacker, but he's up to the task.
Yeah, just a guy that's really my type of player. You know, just a tough, tough guy. Very, very smart. You know, if you ask Vrabel about Max, I think the first thing he'll tell you is how bright he is in the room. You know, at knowledge of the game plan, knowledge of football. He comes from a football family, was coached very well in college at Michigan State. Those guys seem to show up and play really well, those Michigan State guys. So, you know, look, this is his opportunity. You know, he's got an opportunity to play a little bit more, and I know he's really looking forward to it.
You know, I don't know. I think, you know, I played football my whole life. It's just what I've always done, and you're right, a lot of my family has played it. But, you know, it's just about coming to work every day and doing my job, and it's been like that since day one that I've gotten here. And you know, all I can say is I played football my whole life, and that's who I am.
Now, flipping over to the offensive side of things, the Texans were able to find 8 different receivers last week. Brock Osweiler finding 4 rookies on opening day. Offensive coordinator George Gotze likes the variety.
Well, it's the defense has to cover the whole field. And, you know, when you have 8 targets there, backs, receivers, all the tight ends are getting involved, you know, it really creates a wide open field, so to say, as far as the defense to prepare for. And then you have Lamar Miller hand the ball off to him. So it's a good complement of skilled players, and they did a good job of understanding the game plan. So credit to them.
You know, every play is different. You know, some plays you're trying to target a certain receiver. Maybe it was Will. But a lot of times it's just predicated off of the coverage and what the defense is giving us. And a lot of times because of what DeAndre was able to accomplish last season, he is going to draw a double team. And so what that does is it singles up those other guys and allows them to make plays. So I wouldn't say I'm specifically trying to target anybody. I kind of play the game, you know, I take what the defense gives me. And if they're going to double hop, well, I'm going to take the one-on-one.
Now, one aspect of the team's offensive play they want to see improve is in the red area. For Bill O'Brien, both sides of the football. For Brock Osweiler, offensively in particular, of course.
We need to improve as an offensive unit in the red area. Anytime you get down in the red area, you need touchdowns. You know, field goals are obviously great. Anytime you can get points, it's good. Points are hard to come by in the National Football League, but if you're consistently kicking field goals rather than scoring touchdowns, there's going to come a point where that comes back to bite you. And after watching the tape, reviewing the tape, I just felt like there were some missed opportunities. You know, whether that was me making a wrong read, or maybe we had a guy in the wrong spot, or whatever it was, we just weren't on the same page. We weren't executing, and I think we can be a lot better, and we will be a lot better.
Well, we need to do a better job there, no doubt about it. I think, I think Chicago might have been 2 for 2 down there, and we were not as good down there. So, Kansas City's a good red area team. Will we do extra? You know, we'll do what we normally do on a week-to-week basis, but we are definitely going to focus on trying to improve in the red area.
Well, this week's opponent, Kansas City, do I have to remind you what they did to the Texans last year, winning on opening day, winning in the playoff game? I guess I just did. But last week, let's remind you of that, falling behind San Diego 24-3, and all the Chiefs did was stage the largest comeback in the history of their franchise. Bill O'Brien was certainly taking note.
Well, I don't, you know, I really don't think it's really in your best interest to get behind in any of these games. You know, it's hard to dig yourself out of a hole. You know, both teams did it last week. You know, they were down 24-3 against San Diego, came back and won. We were down against Chicago, came back and won. So I think both teams are good football teams that are resilient. But, you know, to me, if you get down in these NFL games, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to come back, especially against these good football teams.
Coming up, Texans personnel already getting the depth tested into week two. Well, General Manager and Executive Vice President Rick Smith will weigh in when Texans Weekly continues.